Deputy Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Nilante Vanderpoy, has asked privileged Ghanaians to contribute their intellectual, financial and concrete support to their district assemblies to ensure the success of the decentralization policy and enhance development. Mr. Vanderpoy made the remark at the launch of the first ever Ghana's District League table, which seeks to strengthen social accountability for national development. He used the occasion to appeal to Ghanaians to turn out in their numbers on the second National Sanitation Day on the 6th of December to make the exercise a success.
As a government, we are happy that UNICEF and other stakeholders have taken upon themselves to assist us in our feedback management of the performance of the district assemblies. But let me say this, it's a great revelation, a great insight and knowledge building as far as the program is concerned. The revelations were so revealing and they helped us in looking at the performances of the assemblies. Significantly, we were expecting to see a lot more of the newly created assemblies falling within the last 20, but it was revealing to see some of the old assemblies rather coming within the last 20 and one or two of the new ones coming within the first 20. But I can say that the methodology that was used, even though it's very good, it's very significant, a lot more have to be worked on because all the assemblies are not on the same parity in terms of resources, in terms of revenue, in terms of infrastructure, in terms of, when I say resource, I mean both human and material resources. And also in terms of infrastructure, I'm talking about all the necessary infrastructure, be it health, education, roads. All these are not on equal terms and equal level as far as assemblies are concerned. So this district league table will help us to be able to track the infrastructure development and the revenue mobilization of the assemblies and see which ones are doing well, which ones are not doing well, so that we'll be. But let's also note the purpose of this is not for naming and shaming and to disgrace one assembly or the other. The purpose is to have an interaction and interface with the civil society organization and other stakeholders in order for us to be able to appreciate the enormity and the problems of the assemblies and the efforts they are making. The next National Sanitation Exercise is coming on the 6th of December, the day after the National Farmers Day. And I'm urging all Ghanaians to be part of this exercise. You don't need to get us to make so much noise as we did in the first. We say this will be part of our lifestyle. And so I urge all Ghanaians, I will urge people like you, be the leaders this time in and telling people, inducing Ghanaians to take up this national exercise, that all of us will be involved in the National Sanitation Exercise on the 6th of December. We're asking for people who can also support us in terms of logistics, shovels, forks, brushes, brooms, rakes, so that they will also support us and be able to let that add this. In fact, we are getting support from the National Service Secretariat, who is giving us close to about 50,000 National Service personnel to be involved. The security services are also coming out in their numbers. But they can be effective if we don't have the money to work with. And since we don't want this to be a drain on the national coffers and the national budget, that every Ghanaian should support in one way or the other.
The UNICEF representative, Susan Ngungi, stressed the importance of social accountability in the development process, saying people vote for politicians to develop their well-being. It is therefore necessary that feedback is available to government, highlighting inequalities in order to strengthen the social contract for national development.
In my brief welcome remarks this morning, I will talk about social accountability and why the district league table is one ingredient in this process. There has been growing discussion in Ghana over recent years on fostering social accountability between the state and its population. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, which leads this movement from the government side, should be commended for actively leading this agenda. Indeed, a unit specially dedicated to social accountability was established in the ministry almost 2 years ago. Likewise, the head of local government services speaks frequently about the importance of increasing citizen engagement in development so as to develop social accountability. Social accountability is, of course, important to the development process, and in all democracies, there exists a form of social compact between citizen and state. People voting politicians with the understanding that they will help deliver the goods and services required to advance the well-being, their own well-being and that of the country overall. Social accountability specifically, however, is about the channels of communication between government and its citizens with aims to increase responsiveness and ultimately to improve service delivery and development as a whole. So while social accountability is all about dialogue, it is certainly not about provoking a naming and shaming culture of simply pointing fingers at regions or districts in this case, or institutions that are struggling. Likewise, it is also much more than just tokenistic participation of citizens where there's no effective channel and mechanism to bring about change. The feedback between government and its people has to be carefully created and nurtured. And I think in social accountability, we should help ensuring that we're nurturing this dialogue. Improving transparency and actions such as making routine data publicly available, highlighting patterns of inequities in service provision, or facilitating dialogue between people and service providers.
A policy analyst at CDD Ghana, Dr. Franklin Woodrow, gave the genesis of the district league table. He said although Ghana has done well over the years by providing the needs of the people, poverty and inequality still exist in some districts.
The genesis of this table, or the DLT, to call it for short, resulted from a meeting of minds, as I want to call it, that took place in February this year under the auspices of the UNICEF Ghana. The meeting, which brought together CSOs, public officials and development partners, discussed and shared ideas around the subject of social accountability, and importantly, how stakeholders can contribute to this element of democratic governance to support the developmental agenda of this country. It is important for us to note that even though Ghana as a country has recorded gains in political, economic and social endeavors, there's still a lot more to be done to improve the well-being of Ghanaians, especially the poor. The need to stimulate citizens' engagement with duty bearers over issues affecting their lives, both in terms of access, but also of the quality of services, has been identified in development discourse as critical for promoting participation, transparency, responsiveness, and accountability. The social accountability is one tool for effective governance and public service delivery, and is fundamental to this district league table that we are about to launch. Following the February meeting, there was a follow-up discussion between UNICEF and CDD Ghana to collaborate in promoting this district league table. As has been already said, being the first of its kind in Ghana, the whole idea behind this is to support social accountability agenda in this country, and in so doing, generate government responsiveness at the national and local level. It's already been mentioned the various initiatives going on. The Ministry of Local Government itself has a whole unit to promote social accountability.
The chair for the occasion, Esther Ofeabuaji, gave her impressions about the initiative and urged the actors to sustain the program.
We know that assemblies were created to deliver responsive services to them, to give the opportunity for people to have governments that are their own, where your councillor or your politician or your representative is your next door neighbor, taking decisions on your behalf, overseeing the work and reporting to you. We have seen over the 25 years of the assembly system efforts to try and assess their performance, and a lot of it has focused on compliance to standards and how they're performing in IGF or internally generated revenues and so on. So thinking about a league and performance and the competitive element is extremely important because it gives you something to congratulate yourself about, that you have performed well. So that when a district like Tanon South, that nobody is talking about or thinking about, is first in this league, then it is something that should be taken note of. So as a nation, I think we understand the value of competition and recognition. And all of these combine to make this tool that we are going to learn about a very important one.